Siren Radio.
Indeed. Lauren, welcome back to the Midweek Drive, because it seemed as though it's only yesterday, it was September, when we thought you were going to be a real key, critical part of the whole system, but thankfully you're back now. If you pop a set of headphones on, you'll even be able to communicate with Anna, etc. So have we got some headphones there that you can put on, because those are fairly critical to broadcasting things, as I'm sure you'd actually agree, Anna, isn't that right? You know, you need to have headphones in the station, otherwise who knows what could actually happen. Is stuff coming through the headphones? Can you hear anything? Nope, you better try another set of headphones then. This is the part of the show, Anna, where clearly we're doing a bit of fill-in time here. We're sorting out a few other bits and pieces. We're finding a set of headphones that actually work. And then it feels as though you're a whole bunch of things, because I want you to actually, together with Anna, actually have a chance to listen to the awesomeness that finally, after a time, we said, we'll never be able to play it now, but we can actually do this button here.
Lauren Wood, bringing a slice of Essex excellence to the Midweek Drive and Midweek Drive Morning Editions on Siren Radio.
There we are, you see, Lauren, your very own jingle, which we've had waiting for you to return to the studio for months now.
Wonderful.
Yeah, there we are. Anna, obviously we're still working on doing an updated version for yourself at Isleworth, because clearly we could do Jersey, but it wouldn't be the same, would it, really?
So
pray tell, Anna, whereabouts in Isleworth do we find you today?
You don't find me in Isleworth. You found me back on home territory. I'm in Twickenham.
Wow.
I've given up with my storage unit because I can't reach any of my music. And I decided to go and take a chance in a charity shop where I was quite lucky. I picked up a bit of Brahms and a bit of Schumann and a bit of Beethoven in three books quite reasonably at one of the local charity shops. So I'll now be able to play something when I go home, which is a treat.
Well, that is wonderful. A bit of Brahms, Beethoven. It could almost be the playlist for the next Sound and Nick's Vision. No, only kidding. That's on tomorrow night after 7 o'clock. So, Nick, welcome to your first Midweek Drive for quite some time.
Thanks, Alex. It's really good to be here, man.
As we said, for fans of Nick Elliott, and there are many that we've actually got there, and we've certainly got a whole range of other elements that are coming through, including the wonderment that is Sound and Nick's Vision, the latest volume, which goes out tomorrow evening, Thursday, just after 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, marvellous stuff there. But let's move on to creativity and the Festival of Creativity 2018, which, Lauren, you have been, together with Signet PR, working very hard to actually work through a whole variety of things. Just share with the listener, initially, what this is all about, because I'm sure Anna will be fascinated. I'm going to ask, Anna, are you keen to find out what the University of Lincoln College of Arts Festival of Creativity 2018 is all about?
Yes, creativity is always a good thing. So, yes, I'd love to know more, please.
Creativity is great. Wonderful thing. Essentially, is all the students and all their creative work on display throughout the campus. And it's just a variety of work, using creativity to explore ideas and themes, performances to challenge society.
You've got the College of Arts, represented by fine art, music, drama. We've had the Lincolnshire Young Designer of the Year. Looking at the schedule for this very day, I mean, Lauren, I'm very impressed that you've actually made the ultimate sacrifice of coming to the Midweek Drive rather than actually checking out a historical element, which is actually tying in with the School of Conservation and Heritage, I believe, where they're talking about history, fiction, and Augustine's Confessions.
And I think the architecture at the new Theatre Royal about now, which I'm also missing, but that sounded brilliant.
Sometimes you have to take one for the team, or for the growing number of Lauren Wood fans, who are referring to basically Anna as Woodettes. Lots of folk are actually there. It's expanding from that point of view. History, Fiction and Augustine's Confessions are delivered by Professor Kate Cooper, Head of History at Royal Holloway, actually, University of London. She'll be talking about the interface between fiction and history, Nick.
Sounds good. Really good.
It's all interconnecting in all that sort of ways. Anna, back in the day, of course, Twickenham, well, we knew it well. We explored the time. We went through a variety of things. Has it changed much?
It has and it hasn't. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit tired now. Of the shops have closed.
Yeah.
I suspect the rents are very high around here, which is why there's a whole host of really, really good charity shops in the high street now, which I think there was only Oxfam when I was a student, and And now there are several. And I mean, it's not a bad thing that there are charity shops rather than people throw their stuff away. But obviously, you know, things don't change much around here, to be quite honest. There are certain things that have stayed. And the old shoe shop at the bottom by where it turns, the 33 turns off towards Strawberry Hill, that shoe shop is still there.
How fondly I remember that, he says, looking back to the old shoe shop back in the day, and proving that you know, there's a whole range of things there. Of course, Lauren, your mum's collecting you, I believe, on Friday to take you home. And home is?
Essex.
So we were right in the jingle there.
You were correct,
yes. We'll play again several times. If you missed it first time round, it will get several sort of airings on that sort of point of view. But life chat. And Nick, as a Norwich boy...
Norfolk. No. I only lived there.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I'm not born and bred there.
Denies it instantly.
Well, no. I don't have a problem with Norfolk at all. It's just that, you know, I don't like the kind of transition between claiming a part of the country which you don't belong in, you know. So very you good. Have to respect the people who are born and bred there.
Yeah, precisely so. But, Nick, do you ever get a chance to go home again and sort through a variety of other bits and pieces? As we actually asked Lauren to hopefully open up the door so Shirley McKenzie could join us. Oh, fantastic. Anyway, Nick.
Actually, I was there. Only the weekend, back there Sunday, yeah, and had a bit of a blast from the past, a bit of a trip round.
We're kind of remembering all sorts of other bits and pieces, a bit like Anna. I'm very tempted to mention the name Rosie, and then immediately when we say Rosie, we get nurse connotation.
Kind of dog.
Well,
I love the name Rosie, but the first Rosie I ever properly encountered was a dog.
You know, it's no surprise that effectively, as Shaylee enters the studio, good to see you, by the way, marvellous.
Hi, guys.
Fantastic. That, you know, suddenly we get this whole connection, because I hadn't anticipated, even in our rehearsals, that we'd actually be addressing the whole notion of Rosie, who, of course, you would identify as being a canine, which is nice. This is very good from that sort of point of view. I have to be very careful here, because it could put Nick in all sorts of challenges, etc., to somebody who's actually going to be listening in, I believe, to get a dedication, because Rosie apparently wants to do a video with Nick Elliott, in which, in that video, Rosie, I believe, was dressed as a nurse.
A naughty nurse.
So what's the difference? What's the difference between a nurse and a naughty nurse? Well, is a naughty nurse somebody who kills patients?
No, imagination is where you go with the naughty bit. But I actually met her on set of a video. I was asked to do a cameo in a music video a couple of weeks back. Mm-hmm. And she was my allotted nurse to look after me through this wartime hospital scene that we shot. So, and I do believe she's listening to today.
And in terms of which war? Are we talking Crimean War?
I think it was. It was. Yeah, it was just generally war.
Okay. Well, Anna, if you can stay with us for a few seconds, because as it looks though, Rowan Merrick probably isn't going to be around to talk about crooners, but we'll sort of come back after this, because we've got a little tune for Rosie lined up now in the Crimean War.
Wonderful.
In her outfit, which... She was wearing a nurse's outfit, or was it?
Yes, it was a nurse's outfit, yes.
Setting the scene.
It was a good little outfit, actually, yeah. Right. Yeah, it was good.
Right, okay. This is Neil Diamond.
Don't you know I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Child, you got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, my got all night.
set the world right. Find us a dream, but don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Cracklin' Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracklin' Rose, make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
So would that have passed muster, Nick, with Rosie, Crackling Rosie?
I would think so.
Good, that's all
yeah,
right.
Definitely.
Oh, what about yourself, Anna Lewis? I mean, were you a Neil Diamond soul? I mean, it used to be sort of so de rigueur to actually think Neil Diamond, what a strange individual he was. Jazz singer, I believe.
Legend, absolute legend.
Absolute legend. Okay, you've cast your critical ear over Lauren's ident a few moments ago. I think it's only fair to reveal the next little one in terms of, let's just see what she makes of this one.
Shaylee McKenzie. One of the rare midweek drivettes who connects South Africa, Scotland and Lincoln in one bundle of bouquets for Siren Radio.
I know, a little laugh there as well.
Do you know what? I forgot that you'd actually done that jingle.
You'd forgotten it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's there.
It's a nice
you.
Surprise, oh, yeah.
Exactly, it's there to welcome you back.
Can I actually get that on a MP3 so then I can play it wherever I go?
I could certainly provide that for you.
On loop at my new job.
And equally, Lauren, if you'd like it as a ringtone, I'm sure we could get something sorted out for that point of view. It's just part and parcel. I think it's very impressive. Anna, have you got any lines you'd like to say to either Lauren or to Shaylee, who's just second week of your new job, Shaylee?
Third week now.
Third week.
Yeah,
of her,
nearly a month.
I would. A graduate who's actually got full-time employment.
After a year of applying for jobs.
Exactly. Or indeed Nick Elliott and Keep Music Live, or indeed the Nick Elliott clothing range, which is quite phenomenal.
That's brilliant. I mean, I think it's such an achievement to get a job with degrees these days anyway. I think that's brilliant news. Yeah, congratulations on that.
Thank you, Anna. It was a struggle there in the beginning because nobody wanted to hire an English graduate.
Nobody ever wants to hire an English graduate. Oh, sorry, English graduates. just one of those strange and bizarre and wonderful things. But they realised that you were a midweek driver at Shaylee, and that's probably what tipped the
balance. They had to have me.
Exactly. Anna, it's been awesome. I'm going to test Nick's ability to recall things from time past. I'll say, Nick, can you remember what the last two questions are in terms of saying farewell to Anna Lewis in her current abode down in London?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Yes, you do.
And it is something like, have you had an enjoyable telephonic experience today?
That's nice, like phrasing.
You're right.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
It has. Yeah, I've been off the radar a bit.
Me too, Anna. Me too.
Yeah. We get back in the end, don't we?
Yeah. Definitely. It's the old falling off bike vibe, isn't it? That's what it is.
I've often seen this radio show as being midweek drive for bikers as well as for sort of people on four wheels.
Yeah, I could do that, Alex.
Yeah. And the next question is?
Don't know.
Fair enough. It's been so well. Lauren, do you remember, or is it such a long time ago, back in September?
Will we be seeing you again
very good, shortly? Very good, exactly.
I certainly hope so. Yay. I really do. Thank you for the offer.
Me and Matt Belima, we're driving south through Monterey.
Coles, romantic novelist, political journalist, and regular Midweek Drive correspondent from the capital of Scotland, with or without his prehistoric shark's teeth.
Yes, we're getting all the classic jingle idents in, new, old, and all the rest of the bits and pieces. Nick, of course, we celebrated yours on the programme which we recorded, which the listener could hear tomorrow live on Siren Radio, yep. And they can download the podcast as well. A brand spanking new sound and Nick's vision ident. Pretty impressive. If
I liked it. Yeah, it goes out live 7 o'clock tomorrow night, so tune in.
And that, Bill Coles, is what you call cross-promotion. Seamless cross-promotion for the other
side. It's always seamless with you.
Oh, please.
What a charmer.
He is William Coles. He has put together a whole range of things in terms of The Geek Who Learns to Charm, which is probably the most essential £2 you could ever spend if you purchased a book on the internet. In fact,
nice.
It's £1.99 to be precise.
Plug.
In fact, is it 99p? Have I oversold the thing? I mean, I forget.
Yeah, I think it's
things.
A quid.
It is, exactly. I was thinking you could buy that, and you could buy the gold. It's not the Golden Cage. What's the other one that's actually there?
The Princess in the Golden Cage.
The Princess in the Golden Cage, and The Geek Who Learns to Charm. It'll help you, Nick. That's all I'll say. And help
I think
our listeners
it could
as well.
Definitely.
Is
help
this,
you
is this a true story?
Indeed, so yes.
There we are. Exactly. Would you like to share what that true story is, William? And Shaley's kind of guided you down that path initially.
Well, they're both on true stories. Which one do you want? The Princess in the Golden Cage or the...
Let's ask Lauren. Lauren, which one would you want? The Princess in the Golden Cage or The Geek Who Learned to Charm?
The Geek Who Learned to Charm.
The Geek Who Learned to Charm.
Yeah.
Take it away, please, will you?
This is... a lot of geeks who are quite intelligent think that charm is a skill that you're either born with or you're not. And in fact, it's something that you can learn. And this friend of mine, who he was a brilliant doctor, he suddenly had this revelation that you could learn to engage with people. You could learn to chat to people. And it takes a lot of practice. And the way you have to do it, and the way that he worked out, is that all you have to do is engage with strangers. And so he set himself this task of engaging with 5 strangers a day. So that meant that when he went off to the cafe, rather than just getting his coffee and saying, thank you for my coffee, bye-bye, he would engage. And so he decided to use 5 strangers a day, which was about 2,000 strangers a year. And within about 2 or 3 years, he'd had 6,000 strangers. And that is how to learn to engage with people. It changed his life, and he ended up with a very glamorous woman too, and I don't think he'd have ended up with her if he hadn't learned to charm.
Marco had no great hopes when he'd gone round to his neighbour's party, but then he had walked into the dining room and had seen the most beautiful woman in the world. By that, we of course mean that to Marco, she was the most beautiful woman in the world. But anyway you sliced it, she was still a remarkably beautiful woman. At first, he just glanced at her. She'd been over by the window talking to another woman. He had had a sense of overwhelming, unbelievable beauty. Now, as for Marco, it was not that he was ugly, but not really handsome either. Perfectly amenable to look at, not very tall, and with some mouse-brown hair that was pleasant enough, and some slightly schoolboyish glasses that were okay, but nothing much more than okay. At least in the matter of looks, between Marco and the most beautiful woman in the world, there was one very large mismatch. He looked at her again as he was at the drinks table, and this time, there was no doubt about it. She really was that beautiful. Shirley, doesn't that just melt your heart?
It's astounding, yeah. Really good writing.
Exactly. And, Nick, I mean, this has got to be number one on your list of e-books to purchase.
Well, I think it sounds like a good party. Sounds like a good gig.
It's a heck of a party.
Yeah. I'd go for the party.
It's wonderful in all sorts of ways. I'm sure they would have had nurses scantily clad ones as well.
Oh, I think so.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who else did you want to give name checks to on this fine part of the programme, Nick?
I can give a name check to a couple of personal friends of mine, very good friends, and that's Barry and Jackie Hooks.
Not the Barry and Jackie.
Yeah, I'm afraid it is. They're regular listeners to your show, whether I'm on or whether I'm not.
They are Norfolk legends, basically.
They are,
They are beautiful in their own way.
Indeed they are.
It's phenomenal.
Top people.
It's always nice with him to ensure that we keep the listener happy, I feel. And indeed, in that particular instance, listeners, it's wondrous. William, who would you like to speak to? Would you like to talk to Lauren, who's just wrapped up another day of fantastic coverage of the Festival of Creativity, which you can indeed like and share on Facebook, because Lauren's going to share with you how you can go on Twitter and find out all about these bits and pieces, etc. You can talk to Shirley McKenzie.
Yeah, I want to talk to Lauren. Yes, I want to talk about creativity.
Hello.
There you go.
Okay, Lauren, my question is, what happens if you're trying to be creative, you've got the you've got this blank page and nothing's happening? How can you spark your creativity if nothing is working?
That's something I've been asking a lot of our students whose work I've been seeing. They've often said that they change their environment or, you know, to find new inspiration. So a change of scenery or a change of setting. I've found just, you know, looking at different creative work and looking at new angles of things has kind of helped.
Siren 107.3.
Sorry, they burst in every so often. Don't worry, carry on.
I think that's easier said than done.
Right, OK. So what has worked for you then? In particular, which sort of scene, change of scene has done it for you?
I think anywhere where I can people watch and I can... I don't know why. I think that's just a thing for me personally.
People watching. I mean, Nick, do you find in your photographic world that you, people watching is an important part of the whole system, or you think, no?
No, not for me, not really. Mm. It's an inward thing for me. It's very passionate, emotional, romantic. That's where it comes from with me.
There are lots of folk who actually say, a bit like a sculptor, they know what they're trying to get at, they just have to chisel away all the stuff until they reveal the inner side of things. When you're putting a photograph together, because, I mean, some of the things that we've seen are, frankly, awesome, what's the sort of line? Do you always have an idea and say, yeah, that's what I want to go for, that's the look I'm looking for? Is it a case of, what the hey, let's just take a gamble?
No, I don't do a lot of gambling. No, it's everything's done by design with me. I know exactly what I want, to shoot, how I want the thing to look. And, of course, in some cases, you know, where you're actually commissioned for these things, there's briefs to take into consideration, creative input from various different places and also uses and brands, et cetera, et cetera. But it's a spiritual thing with me. It's passion, man, that's what it is. Mm. It comes from the heart. Without that, you waste your time.
And that, William, is why a biography of Nick Elliott has to be one of your next projects, effectively. When you're done with screenplays, in fact, I think you could work together on a screenplay writing, a screenplay featuring a photographer who has been working with rock stars for the last 2 to 3 decades.
Wow, that's quite a good story. And does he start to date some of the groupies or something like that? What's the love story angle?
Hey. Nick, we could be sort of writing some fiction here, which could be, who knows what could happen.
It could be
one.
A giggle, couldn't
well,
it? Yeah.
Should we just,
rock and roll, man. Yeah. Rock
you,
and roll.
Would you buy it, Lauren?
I would.
Real. Shaley, would you buy it?
Maybe.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
That's not a slur on Nick.
Are you sure?
Is it a slur on William? I mean, yeah.
Well, we'll leave that open to interpretation.
Oh,
we've got to hear Nick's best love story, though, from, his greatest love affair from his days of shooting these rock stars.
I'm not goodness, William.
No, I
would have to hold fire on that for a moment.
Definitely.
Just step away from that. And let's step from that into the Ozark Mountain Daredevils. William, you remember when we featured these guys earlier in the production a few months ago as well. And you said, I never heard of the Ozark Mountain Daredevils, an American southern rock country rock band formed in 1972 in Springfield, Missouri, in the United States. It's almost as wonderful as living in a castle in Wales. Yes, Robin Pierce, I'm referring to your good self. I'm joining us on the second part of the programme. But are you ready for a little flavour from their latest and newest album that they've literally just got together, the remaining surviving members of the band, the Ozark Mountain Daredevils, to actually sort of launch with all sorts of things? It's called Off the Beaten Path. That's the name of the album. Would you like to hear the title track, or would you like to hear Nosferatu, or indeed, would you like to go for And We Did Fall? Which one would you like, William?
I'd like The Living Dead, please, sir.
You know, you sound so much like many of my public relations students. No, sorry, sometimes. Every so often. I'd like The Living Dead, please, sir, says Barney. It's okay, it's fine, it's a different light. And he will appreciate that if he's listening, but we don't know where he is. Where is he these days, by the way?
In Surrey?
Oh, well, that's it, he might as well. Sorry. any Surrey vampires who are listening, just don't worry. Nosferatu, Off the Beaten Path is the album. William Coles will tell you what he thinks about it after this.
Like Sigmund Freud, William Boyd, Bobby Lloyd, I took a step inside the void. I say, hey, 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 Nosferatu. Like Forrest Gump, Donald Trump, Humpty Dump, I took a leap, I made the jump. I say, hey, 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 Nosferatu. I say, hey, 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 Nosferatu. I see wildfires, pools of lies, empires falling down. I see blown tires, barbed wires, and vampires on the ground. I like Kubla Khan, Elton John, Robert Vaughn. I'm here today and then I'm gone. I say, hey, 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 Nosferatu. Like Errol Flynn, Ho Chi Minh, Loretta Lynn, I ain't going back to where I've been. I say, hey, 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 Nosferatu. I see wildfires, fools and lies, empires falling down. I see blown ties, barbed wires, and vampires on the ground.
Nosferatu. Hunter y su mujer Ellen son un joven matrimonio que vive en la ciudad de Westboro en el año 1838. Un día un agente inmobiliario llamado Locke envía a Hunter a Pensilvania para cerrar un negocio con el conde Orlok. Se trata de la venta de una finca de Westboro situada.
Are you talking to me? You talking to me?
Myself.
found the way. I say, hey, 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 Nosferatu. I say, hey, 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 Nosferatu. I say, hey, 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 Nosferatu. I say, hey, 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 Nosferatu.
Nick Elliott does Nosferatu, Float Your Stake.
Nice bit of slide at the end.
Nice bit of slide at the end. Interesting. Lauren Wood. Yeah. Keeping the stake theme going.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. And Shaylee McKenzie?
Yeah, I thought the guitar in it was amazing and sort of reminiscent of The Who.
Reminiscent of The Who. That's the band as opposed to The Who. But our opinions don't matter a bean when we've got William Coles online at the Edinburgh base here. So, William, what did you make of the Ozark Mountain Daredevils Nosferatu?
That was fantastic. I'm going to buy it. I particularly like the rhyming of Donald Trump with acid dump.
Nice. Exactly. I thought you'd pick up on that with the literary album side of things. It works so splendidly well in so many wondrous ways. So it's great stuff there. And we'll be hearing from Mike Soup Grande, in the next hour of the programme. Of course, earlier in the year, it was Rule Chapel who actually joined us from the wonderful world of Central Time in America. So great stuff there. Okay, moving on. Lauren. How can William Coles like all your stuff that you've been doing with respect to the Creativity Festival here at the University of Lincoln?
How can he like it?
And the listener as well. It's not just it's not just left from the point of view of everything reliant upon William Coles, although he has been in that position many a time, having worked for Rupert Murdoch. Can we expect anything less? Sorry, Rupert, if you're listening, it's okay. There's always an opportunity. Just don't buy us out. Would you like to explain how we can access this?
You can go on to the website, which is lincolnfestivalofcreativity.co.uk, and you can find the locations across the University of Lincoln campus, where there are all sorts of creative work going on in all sorts of different degrees, just a variety of really inspiring creative work. It's, you know, there really is something for everyone. You'd find something you'd really engage with.
Something for Shirley McKenzie?
Oh, yes.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Something for Nick Elliott?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There we are. If you can compass that continuum from Shaylee McKenzie in one side of the studio to Nick Elliott in the other, you've got genius at work. That's all I can say. True, absolute genius. Sue Rice would have been here, but she's doing cat litter duties. I shall say no more. That's all it's about. It's not code. I've identified that. It's quite clearly not code. And Hannah Brown, who knows? Probably the same place as Rowan Marrick. Not that they're an item, but Rowan Marrick is clearly sort of going to be performing at the New Link Theatre Royal in the very near future. It is 37 minutes past almost 5 o'clock. It's 23 minutes to 6 o'clock. And it's time now to turn to Shaylee McKenzie to put those last two questions to William Coles.
William Coles, have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us this evening?
I have loved it. Thank you so much for asking.
No worries. Will you be back next Wednesday?
Just as soon as the Chief asks me. Thank you.
And I can tease ahead to next Wednesday because we might well have some live in-the-studio music being performed by a Yorkshire lass called Chloe Rose. We'll have the return of Tessa Snart. She might be listening. She may have ignored it completely. I said, Tessa, you can obviously listen in. You were there with us at Saltburn on Saturday with Els Bailey, who I'm going to hear in a few seconds from now. But, you know, it's there. Tessa's going to be around. We've got Chloe Rose around as well. That's just 7 days from now. It just gets better and better. I know, Nick, just when you sort of think we've taken that bar and raised it as high as we get, we just notch it up a few more notches.
Ooh, yeah, I can't see it. It's gone that far.
It is gone stratospheric.
Indeed.
And the return of William Coles as well. What are you looking at present, Shaylee, on the web, just out of interest?
I'm looking at an article about pancreatitis and binge drinking in England. It's on The Guardian, if anybody's interested.
You see, that's what we always like about Shaylee. You know, every so often she just takes one left field, and it's fantastic stuff. There. You know, I was thinking she might be accessing the Sound and Nick's Vision base. She's been looking at Nick Elliott's website, might be accessing some of the details you're talking about, linking creativity, but no, she's gone down the health route. Wonderful. Let us move into Els Bailey with Howlin' Wolf. We should actually all go into our it makes perfect sense once you listen to the tune.
Buddy was a singer, he always sang the blues. Walter was the harpist, he had nothing to lose. Willie was the bassman, wrote those famous tunes. But I don't have a choice. The chessmen played the pieces. They all played 12 bars. Well, smokestacks in the backyard, howling. Woo, and the star highs. Wow, woo, woo. Wow, woo, woo. How,
hey, this is Els Bailey. You're listening to the Midweek Drive on Siren Radio.
Thank you, Els. But it gets even better because we've already had the Shaylee McKenzie ident. We've had the Lauren Wood ident. We've had, of course, on another show, but you can listen to it tomorrow after 7 o'clock at least, Nick Elliott ident. Kind of play it today, but it wouldn't fit somehow. Really. It's midweek, it's a different show, really.
No, whack it in, man. Whack it in.
Do you think so?
Give it an airing.
Well, yeah. Okay, we will do that after we've actually pressed this button here.
Singer, scholar, festival ambassador, and midweek drivette. It's Eva MacDonald on the Midweek Drive.
There we are, you see. And we had to do that because it is Eva MacDonald. How are you, Eva? How's Saltfleet?
Hello. I'm fine, thank you. It's going well, thank you.
Excellent.
Peak season at the moment, so I'm very tired today. It's my day off, so awesome. So, thanks also
for the benefit of Nick Elliott and Shaylee, and indeed Lauren, who might sort of think, oh, Eva McDonald, yeah, very good. Last year she was having knives thrown at her. She met the Chuckle Brothers. She met Chico Time. I know. It's exactly. Some people do degrees in public relations. Some people cheat. It's fun. And this year you're in Salt Fleet. And how's it going? And what are you doing there, Lauren?
It's going well, thank you. So I'm working as an entertainer and a vocalist for Park Dean Resorts. And I'm at one of their little parks called Sunnydale this year, which is in Salt Fleet, Mablethorpe. And last year I was at a place called Southview, and that was in Skegness. But it's a lot of different things within the entertainer role. So it's like working in the daytime with children, and then in the evenings presenting, hosting, and doing your cabaret set.
And that is why there is only one Eva McDonald. Yeah, that's midweek drive out duties to whole new routine on that basis. I used in the descriptor for yourself, Eva, another tale from the magical town of Salt Fleet. I've never been to Salt Fleet. I mean, we talk about Saltburn, of course. That was that was new to Tessa when she was up with her family, Mum Annie and Dad Dave, and of course Elle's Saltburn. Salt Fleet. I mean, Lauren, have you ever experienced Salt Fleet before?
I have not.
No. Shaylee, Salt Fleet?
Not personally, but
it's a tiny area.
Yeah.
One of my...
Yeah, see, they're bursting in again, so...
One of my colleagues earlier, when I told him that I was going to be doing the midweek drive today, he was like, oh, what are you doing? And
Why are you doing it?
Why do you put yourself through it? As soon as I mentioned Salt Fleet, he was like, oh, I've been there. It's really cool and quaint and quirky, so...
It is a very quaint place, and it's very, I would say it's a cut-off area. I don't know why they would have a holiday park there, to be honest, but...
Maybe to bring in more tourists?
I suppose. It's very close to Mablethorpe, so Mablethorpe's a very touristy area.
So close to Mablethorpe. Now, as you know, Eva, we've been talking about getting a trip to see you. I don't know who's going to be around. I mean, it might just be myself. Who knows? I mean, you know, the invitations there, we're trying to coordinate various other bits and pieces. I think just reaching Salt Fleet could be exciting in its own way. I mean, Nick, Salt Fleet, has it floated your boat at all?
Don't know it, but I do quaint really well.
And near Mablethorpe.
Mablethorpe.
Yeah.
Mablethorpe. I think I've been there once or twice.
Right.
Yeah, a few stories of Mablethorpe.
Broadcastable?
No.
It's a little beach town. It's a nice, it's a very British beach town.
Oh, nothing wrong with that.
There's no other way to put it, really.
Nothing wrong with
do
that.
Do they have those teeny tiny bathing huts that effectively you can
Like the stripy ones.
Yeah, they do have the stripy ones on the Golden Sands Beach.
The Golden Sands Beach. You see, why should you actually bother getting a carbon footprint by going off to huge other parts of the world, the Canaries, Vegas, etc.? Exactly. Clearly, exactly. You could actually sort of have the Golden Sands of Mablethorpe and be entertained by Eva McDonald. Which do you prefer, Eva? The young ones, the small adults, or the more mature ones who might be somewhat inebriated, but you can cope with them in any case?
You know what? I'd probably say, because I really enjoy... entertaining the little kids, I'd probably say the kids.
Right.
I mean, I do love talking to the adults. They are really nice to talk to. But obviously, you have to deal with things as well with adults. So the kids are just happy doing whatever. So I prefer the kids, entertaining the kids and singing for the kids and things like that. Children all the time.
Yeah, you see, I'd have to disagree with you on that particular thing, basically, because I'd find them far too scary. You know, small adults, you know, it's like children of the damned.
They can be a handful.
You know, they're the sort of blondly sort of stare you physically, and you just think, whoa, just, you know, whereas, you know...
you've got to know how to handle kids.
Well, that's the point, you see. I don't think you should, because, you know, you get into all sorts of trouble there, and I don't want to even pursue that. So you just step away. It's 30 minutes past to 6 o'clock. Favourite bit of your experience so far, Eva?
Favourite what, sorry?
Favourite piece of your time at Salt Fleet so far?
You know what? I can't choose between presenting the children's game show or my cabaret set. I'd probably say both of those. I couldn't choose a favourite.
Well, it's, you know, it's always nice to have that kind of, you know, opportunity to sort of work
variation.
Nick, any questions you'd like to put to Eva about entertaining the masses, or indeed coping with singing and other such material?
Well, me being a massive Heidi High fan, it obviously springs to mind. Sorry. You know, the comedy element of the whole gig.
Hello, campers.
Oh, it's wonderful. Wonderful, Eva. You know, any experiences on that kind of line?
Well, like musical and Heidi Ho.
Yeah. If you know Heidi Ho, you know exactly where I am.
Heidi Ho, Heidi Ho.
Heidi Ho, yes, that was in one of the shows actually last year. See, I am thinking of like new material to put in my set, because at the moment I just do like, just because people know pop songs really, but I sort of do them in a classical way.
Right.
I'm trying to think of musical numbers to put in my set as well, because I like musical songs. So that might be something I could listen to and maybe put in.
Is it a summer season you're doing there?
Summer
season?
Well, they call it the summer season, but it's from March till November.
Right, okay.
So it's more than the summer season.
Right. Nice.
More than just a summer season, more half a year. Anyway,
yeah. You'd be struggling in the UK to actually find a summer bit, wouldn't you, to do... You know what
That's
I'm saying?
So I think they just do it for that because it covers everything.
There's no summer in Britain.
But there isn't, is there? No, not at all.
I'm sure there's summer there if you just go look for it. You know, you just look at your
peek. You get a few days.
Exactly. You know, you get a few days. You open the thing through. In case people are wondering about going to Salt, they say, oh, we can't. It's not outside. It is indoors as well. Presumably there's a fair amount of indoor stuff that goes on. Otherwise, you know, just a case of bringing your galoshes, which is fine.
Mm.
So how's the album coming on, Eva? And how long are we waiting until the album will be released to the world?
I am practicing, because I live on my own in my caravan, and I'm actually practicing my songs.
Good.
So I've got three in mind.
Excellent.
And then it's just fixing up a date to get this little piece put together, and then I can give it to you, which would be happy days. But at the moment, just practicing my songs in my caravan. I'm gonna set a deadline, probably for end of June time.
Which kind of would tie into when hopefully we will have seen you in Saltfleet, because I'm convinced that we will hopefully get through that. I know we've got the Lincolnshire show in June. We've also got the horse trials at Bramham. That's actually there for actually next week as well, looking at Winnie Murphy. What a perfect name for a public relations person in charge of a horse event. Winnie. Sorry. Sorry, Winnie, if you're listening. I'm very good, sir. So you may ask what's going on. I just say, read the schedule. It's all there in some way, shape, or form. Have you moved on from the pancreatic page, by the way, Sheila? Shaylee?
I'm not doing anything.
Oh,
I'm just listening to the conversation. Winnie's a very American name, I feel.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Winnie Mandela, that well-known American South African who...
No, well, let's not get into her.
Let's step away from that. But I suppose, yes, Winston, I suppose, you could say it's the female version of Winston
Did
as well.
Did people call him Winnie for short?
I would have thought so.
His wife.
I'm sure we'd find something out with respect to that. Anyway, Eva, would you like to ask Nick how he's found his first 51 minutes of the programme so far? Before he basically sticking around for the Ozark Mountain Daredevils, and then he will be flying like the breeze all the way back to the arms of Norwich.
Indeed.
Oh, wow.
Shortly.
Yeah. How have you found it, Nick?
It's been a blast. It's really good. Yeah, interesting listening to you, Eva.
Oh, thank you very much. It's always nice to come on the show.
Always interesting listening to Eva MacDonald.
Or not.
And Lauren, what two questions would you like to put to Eva MacDonald, as I say, our singer, songwriter, and general all-round entertainer?
Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us this evening?
I have. It's always a pleasure.
And will you be back with us soon?
I really hope so.
Indeed.
I hope I will be.
Well, we might squeeze you in next week if you're around for that, because it would be nice to do a sort of a combination of Eva MacDonald and Chloe Rose from that perspective, which is all wonderful.
Ah, yes, yeah. I know Chloe Rose.
Have you met her?
Yes, I have met her.
So, all right, this could be critical to Chloe's future career, and I do hope Tessa actually would work with this. Is she worth giving a full 2 hours, in fact, possibly 3 hours, because she's sticking around for the joys of Sound and Country Vision, I should say. But the invite is basically to do the Midweek Drive as well. Do you think she'd settle into the Midweek Drive, or what could we expect from Chloe? Would she be okay?
Yeah, she'd probably settle in. I met her when I did
Miss Teen Great Britain when I was Miss Teen Lincoln. We did like a photo shoot together. But she's, yeah, she's nice. She'd probably fit in quite well.
Well, there we are.
It's a small world.
But I wouldn't want to paint it, especially with a small paintbrush. But anyway, that's an old line from an old tale back in the 20th century. Eva, it's been fabulous touching base with your good self. We will see you again next week or very soon. Keep on keeping on. Keep practicing those scales. The arpeggios are very important. And making sure you get the full range on that point of view. Here's Lenny Kravitz.